This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday, my darlings, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend and that you're excited to set an intention for the week today. If you listen to this podcast religiously and you set an intention every single Monday, I would love to know how you are integrating these intentions. You know, it's a beautiful thing to set an intention for the week ahead. I do it with you every single Monday, and we want to make sure we find ways to integrate and put that intention into action. So that come Sunday, we can actually reflect on the week and see how that intention actually made a change in our day-to-day lives. Today, the intention I want to set for us all comes along with a really clear course of action. We have been talking about rituals on the Yoga Girl podcast for a long time, and I'm sure you have certain rituals in your life that really serve you in different ways. Maybe you have a morning ritual or a ritual that you do before you go to bed, or maybe you have day-to-day habits that are rituals, but they're so ingrained in your day that you don't even think of them as rituals, right? That thing that you do all the time at the same time of the day or in the same way in the day that brings you a little bit closer to yourself. Well, this week, I want to shake things up a little bit and for us to contemplate and find our way to a new ritual, something that we don't normally do, not something major and life-changing and crazy complicated, but something small that we can begin incorporating into our day-to-day to see if it makes a difference in our well-being. So the way you are right now, I want to just identify a small ritual that you feel could benefit you. So I'm talking something you can do every day this week that's not going to take up too much time. It needs to be reasonable. It needs to be realistic, right? Maybe something that you've been thinking about picking up or something you've been longing to try or something that you know, oh, I wish I had the time to do this thing. I think that would make me feel so much better. This is the week we actually incorporate that new ritual into our day. So our intention this week I will incorporate a new daily ritual to bring me closer to peace. And the cool thing about trying out a new ritual is that we can give it a week and see how we feel at the end of it, right? Did it make a change in our day or did it not? Was it helpful or was it not? So let's get into some examples of what this new ritual for the week is. So it has to be new, meaning that it can't just be something that you're already doing, right? So for me, an example of something new that I am doing as a ritual every single day is I'm taking a cold plunge in this lake where we're staying. And it started off as this thing of, oh, I wonder what it would be like to swim when it's this cold in the water, right? It was like 6 degrees Celsius when we came here. I really had to brave this crazy cold. And I started feeling so good. You know, and then I started doing it a little more often, and then I did it again and then again. And now it's become this new ritual that every single day, maybe even twice a day if I have the time for it, I hop in the water and I take a really cold swim. Sometimes it's just a plunge, sometimes it's a legit swim, but I'm in the water, even though it's cold, no matter the weather, every day because it makes me feel so good. Right? And I'm really grateful I had that opening in my day today to find and be open to a new ritual. It's really easy to get stuck in the habits and the rituals that we already have. So an example of this for you could be, do you have a journaling practice? If you're one of those people that's always liked the idea of journaling, but you've never actually picked it up, well, this is the week you wake up in the morning and right after breakfast or at a time that fits you well, you spend 5 minutes journaling on how you feel, right? Do you have a gratitude practice? If you don't, or if you haven't had a really specific one that you commit to every day, this week is the week you start the ritual of gratitude. How about making a gratitude list of 10 things you're grateful for that day and do it right before you go to bed so you can end the day on that whole note of feeling thankful in your entire body? Maybe it's something around how you move your body. Maybe it's been a while since you really got your heart rate up. You haven't been sweating in a while. Can you incorporate a new ritual of movement, you know, of some kind of yoga or dance or running or boxing or, you know, something fun or something different, something new you can try every day? That isn't too complicated, right? So it shouldn't be something that you have to sign up for a membership somewhere and give this whole big thing a try. I'm talking something you can do at home that's a little bit different, a little bit new that you will do every day. Sit with this a little bit. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's something around how you eat your food or something that you drink in the morning. Take a moment to identify one ritual you haven't tried before or something that you normally don't do a lot of that you feel ready to really commit to for this week. And the point of this, of course, is to experiment with different kinds of self-care practices and be open to the fact that there might be something really strange or different or foreign out there that you haven't tried that could be just what you need right now. We want to feel closer to ourselves at the end of the day. We want to come home to ourselves. We want that feeling of peace. And it's going to be something a little bit different for each of us. I know not everyone loves that feeling of dipping in really freezing cold water, right? But the feeling of peace I feel in my body after that, it's worth it every day, right? And it's bringing me closer to myself at the end of the week. So this week, I will incorporate a new daily ritual to bring me closer to peace. Take a moment right now to think about or contemplate or journal on what this ritual is for you. Decide on a time of day that fits. Commit to that time of day and let's do it every single day this week. And at the end of the week, we'll evaluate and see how we feel. Wishing you a beautiful week ahead. Have a lovely Monday, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.